E.E. Cummings was more than just the lowercase king of American poetry, the uppercase king being Walt Whitman. As it turns out, Cummings was also a pretty good painter, producing thousands of works that range from American cubism to representational painting, which he came to view as more challenging than abstraction. According to one critic, there's a series of watercolors in the 20s of a town in France that are wonderful. They are very Cézanne. Cummings' use of color, another critic said, could only be considered wildly exuberant, even fantastical. But as a recent Wall Street Journal piece noted, by the 1930s, Cummings knew that he was far more original as a poet than a painter. So he channeled his visual sensibility into his poetry, where he employed syntax, spacing, and spelling with painterly precision. As for the paintings themselves, Cummings gave many of them to one person in particular, as Rochester, New York TV station WXXI reported.
Cummings, who lived in New York City, brought many of his artworks to Rochester, to the home of his patron and friend, James Sibley Watson, Jr. He delivered watercolors and portraits, roofscapes from Paris, and moonscapes as well.
When Cummings died in 1962, the Watson family possessed the largest collection of Cummings' art in the country. The family gave 72 of the works to the State University of New York at Brockport, where they have been kept ever since. Kept badly, according to the WXXI report.
Most of the pieces suffer from benign neglect. Some are ripped. Others have faded. Some have even been chewed up by rodents.
The collection includes paintings that evoke artists from Matisse and Heim-Soutine to Cézanne and Degas, accomplished but essentially derivative work, far removed from Cummings' utterly unique poetic vision. Cummings' poetry, legendary media critic Marsha McLuhan observed, managed to turn the typewriter into a verbal paintbrush, enabling Cummings to shout or whisper or whistle and make funny typographic faces at the audience. In the end, Cummings himself said, poetry is being, not doing, and his work reflects that. Here's Cummings reading the opening stanza of his poem, My Father Moved Through Dooms of Love.
My father moved through dooms of love, through sames of am, through haves of give. Singing each morning out of each night, my father moved through depths of height.
And E.E. Cummings, in all his dazzling originality, moved through heights of art.